News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The new short-term rental register is due to be introduced this December, but the Irish Self-Catering Federation has said the government needs to introduce a new national planning statement for short-term rentals to allow self-catering businesses to develop across Ireland. Noel Casey is with us. She's Vice Chair of the Self-Catering Federation and owner of Knockcarrig House in Killarney. Noel, for those unfamiliar, the threat coming down the line to your business, from your perspective, what is it?
Good morning, Anton. Good to talk to you. Well, at the moment, it's our understanding that a register is due to be in place on the 1st of December. And anybody who has a business where they accommodate tourists for short-term rental in the country are to be registered by the 31st of December. So that's a fairly short window to be registered with Fall to Ireland. Now, our issue is that the timeliness of it, because there has been a national planning statement, a draft version sent to Europe, which needs to be, I suppose, assessed by the Europeans and the Commission, and also guidelines to do with that planning statement. But we don't necessarily know what's going to be in it. We have to wait and see what comes back from Europe and what the government decide to go ahead with.
And sorry, just timing wise, so does that come out then before you have to file whatever is the paperwork at the end of December?
Well, that's the $1 million question. Our assumption is, or what our understanding is, if you're in an area of over 20,000 population, which we welcome, you would have to apply for the planning permission ahead of applying for the register. If you're in an area under 20,000, then you would have to go through a, I suppose the way they're describing it is an easier process to become regularised, but we don't have the detail on it. And at the moment we're up in limbo, and what we're calling for is more talk with ourselves and stakeholders like the ISCF or ITIC, the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, to hammer out the details on what our members need to do to regularise and become, members on that register, which we welcome. We think it's a fantastic idea that the register is coming on board. It's just the timeliness. The register and what the Europeans are looking for from us is data collection. And we think it's imperative that is data collected around the country of tourist accommodation so we can plan going forward for the industry and know where we're going. And then even if they just literally got everybody to register and then looked at the issue of planning after that, because then they could see exactly, okay, how many properties are along the Atlantic Way over by Killarney or Ballina or kind of tourist hotspots or Wexford and all around the East Coast up in Louth, areas like that, then that would be, I think, of more benefit rather than suggesting, scaring people off going, oh, we can't register because, we don't, maybe wouldn't be planning compliant on certain issues.
Although one would assume, though, that you still have a decent lead time to be able to get the answers to all of these questions if it is another, 4 or 5 months before you have to do the registration.
Well, you would be thinking that, but we haven't heard anything from them. The last time we as a federation met them was last year. So that's particularly the Department of Housing, which are responsible for this particular part legislation. But remember, the register will be in the remit of the Department of Tourism. So we're kind of dealing with two different departments. Okay. And the other issue is then going for planning in itself. I mean, when I think of all the county councils and city councils throughout the country, and the planners are already really busy dealing with planning permissions to do with water connections, new apartments, which are crucial because we need to build more houses. And then, they could get an avalanche of people applying for planning. That's going to delay things even further. So that also has to be taken into consideration.
Noel, thank you very much. Noel Casey there, Vice Chair of the Self-Catering Federation.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.